Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Thanksgiving in July founder Ron Hall about how the first food drive for Washington County went this year. So looking back now, for its first year, how do you think the Thanksgiving in July food drive went for Washington County?
Well, I think it did well. You know, the first year is always a tough one because no one is familiar with what you're talking about. You had to make a lot of those initial first contacts. But we came up with a little over 7,000 pounds. That's a combination of cash donations and food donations. So we're right at 3.5 tons. And I think that's, that's a good start.
The monetary donations that get made, do you or does HACAP then just give those monetary donations to those in need, or does that get used to purchase food?
Well, the cash donation, we figure a value that each dollar is worth 4 pounds of food. And then the food pantry, it's up to them whether they're going to go out and buy groceries, at a discount. They got better purchasing power, or they can, do a cash card. It's totally up to the food bank how they want to manage that dollars.
And you said that it was near 7,000 pounds collected?
7,094 is the count that I had of Friday. I haven't heard anything yet today. Okay. So it's possible it might get a few more, straggle on it. That's not uncommon. But,
and how does that compare to, let's say, one of the other counties that you do, like Johnson County? How much do they typically get per year?
Well, to give you an idea, we started this 20 years ago. We started here in Iowa City for the Crisis Center Food Pantry, and we did 6 tons the first year, and it's for a city the size of Iowa City. So I think, Washington County did very well comparing the difference in the population. But, the community, as they go along, the more years they do it, the bigger their dollars get each year, because they get more contacts, and more people are aware of what's happening.
And what has the feedback been from the Washington HACAP office or anyone who got involved with the food drive?
Oh, they're very very glad that we made that initial contact. We haven't had a follow up meeting yet, but I'm sure it's something that we will do again next year, and then each year after that, you make a few more contacts and get more people involved in it. It grows larger year by year.
And of course, you mentioned, you haven't had a follow-up meeting to really dissect it, but are there any sorts of changes you think you would want to make to next year's approach or anything different you'd like to do?
Well, I was just visualizing this year, I lived there in Washington, actually just outside of town, and work in Iowa City, so I'm not in Washington proper as much, but I would like to see more visible signage, more people being aware of what's going on. I didn't see as much of that as what I had liked. That's what the follow-up meetings are for.
And so you hope to continue this in Washington County next year?
Oh, I sure we will. I can't see a reason why we wouldn't. Like I said, the first year is the one that's more of a challenge, because you go to talk to people and they don't have a point of reference. They don't know what you're talking about. And it takes a little bit more to get people involved. But, next year you've got something to build on, and I'm sure we will.
Why do you think it's important to hold this food drive every July?
Well, in the summer months, school is out. Kids don't get the benefit of some of the food programs during the school year. A lot of people are doing the vacations, and there's rag going on, and there's a lot happening. I think the food pantries get overlooked just a little bit. During the holiday season, everybody thinks, okay, we'll donate for Christmas, Thanksgiving, but that need is all year long. February 5th is as important as December 25th, and it's the same with, the middle of July. It's a time of year where typically there's not quite as much donation. And it seems that I find it's across the board of all the pantries that are involved so far.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Thanksgiving in July founder Ron Hall about how the first food drive for Washington County went this year. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.